Sorry, Joey just made me eat another edible today, so I'm fucking already feeling it. Well, we're going to start off the same as last time. Joey's going to come up, I'm going to come up, and then we're going to have our guest come up. So we're going to open with Joey Diaz. Come on, buddy. Where are you?
What's happening? What's happening? Keep it going one more time, the Flying Jew. One more time. Thank you very much for coming out. I appreciate it. I know you guys got a lot of shit to do on Wednesdays. You know, that's what's happening here. But Pasadena, it's fucking exciting, you know? A lot of shit's going on. I'm happy the Flying Jew came out. Listen, I just went to give him another edible and he fucking... But I already ate an edible this fucking morning, okay? I'll fucking stab you, cocksucker. He ate a little tiny piece. Then I called him like 2 hours later. He was past the hello. What the fuck? By that time I had done jumping jacks, I went to Rouse, I hung out with the baby, I changed diapers, and you're fucking sleeping, cocksucker. Fucking guy. He's lucky I love him. Then now some guy called Jordan was kind enough to bring like a space cake. And he goes, you're gonna eat it? Fuck yeah. You want a piece? No. What are you gonna do? I have to go home and go to sleep. Well, this is what the fuck I help you. This will help you to dream in fucking color. When was the last time you dreamt in color, cocksucker? You wake up in the middle of the night, you got cotton mouth, you got to pee and shit, you're dehydrated, your kidneys hurt. I had a fucked up experience today, fucked up. Let's get to the bottom of this shit, all right? So, I hate needles, I hate doctors, I hate all that shit, but I've gotten comfortable lately. Like the last 3 years, I've converted to health. Some people convert to Islam, some people convert. I converted to health. I got fucking insurance. I got anything, a cough. A fucking toenail hurts. I go down to that doctor for $15. I don't give a fuck. I'm to that age. I'm a hypochondriac. I'm not going to lie to you people. So I go to acupuncture. I try to get my life together. So I went to this one doctor, and he gives me these shots, and he goes, you know what? You got to go to this other doctor for us to give you the prescription. So I went to see this other fucking guy today, and I thought it was like going to be like a mafia doctor. You go in there, and they tell you you got headaches. You tell them no, and they give you your pills, and they wink at you. No, this motherfucker wants to, you know, I said, when you go to get a weed license. Like 10 years ago, if you went to get a weed license, they would just ask you, you know, what's your symptom? I get flashbacks of Vietnam, but I was never there. All right, good. You can smoke marijuana. Make sure you smoke out of a vaporizer. We want you to take care of your lungs. Who gives a fuck, guy? The fuck you fronting for? Now you want to throw in a vaporizer. I'm gonna take this piece of paper, and I'm going to roll it into a big fucking joint. That's what I'm going to do. Right away, they're like, you have to vaporize. Take care of your lungs. Doc, listen. I'm going to go fucking bananas at the dispensary as we speak. I'm going to eat butane. I'm doing everything. Gorilla biscuits, THC oil on my nutsack. I'm going nuts. You understand? I'm going to go home and bathe in fucking THC. But it's funny, so I had to go to this doctor today, and I thought he was just going to get me out of this. Motherfucker's like, well, I need to check you out. And I'm like, right away. And I took, like, let me tell you, I hate going to the doctor for certain things because you don't know what they're going to test you for. All right, so right away, I know when you go to those type of doctors, they're going to look at your asshole. They just got that asshole look to them, whatever. A doctor that looks in your asshole has like a certain title. I don't know what the fuck the title is. Because I don't care what I make a year. Sticking fingers up people's asses is not a fucking living for me. You know, I don't mind, like, but well, fuck the gloves and shit. You're gonna stick your finger up, you just gotta be raw. Fuck it. Fuck, there's no safe sticking your finger up somebody's ass, right or wrong. There's safe sex, but nobody said, you know what, I stuck my finger up some chick's ass and I put a glove on because I wanted to have safe sex. Fuck no. I'm sticking my finger up her ass. I'm going commando. This finger's going fucking commando. So right away, he looks at me and goes, before you leave, I got to check you out. That meant a finger up the ass. So right away, you know me, I'm a fat fuck. I went to the bathroom and wiped my ass. Because sometimes you take a shit in a rush and you get in your car and you think you got a hemorrhoid. Because your ass is on fire once you hit the 405 and you want to scratch it. You know, you left a little fucking residue in there. Sometimes you just leave some tucked in there and it burns the fucking hemorrhoid and you're on fire. You ever get that? Your ass is on fire. And you go to Ralph's and you go to scratch and there's a little shit on your finger. And I got to wipe it on your jean and shit. By the yogurt section, I got to wipe it right here. But at the checkout line, you always smell your finger. Ralph Card, what are you talking about, Ralph Card? I was in a stinky finger fucking coma here. Some people in a food coma, I'm in a stinky finger coma. You like that shit? I just wrote that. So I go to this doctor, and right away I went to the bathroom. I wiped, right? And I took a piss, and I'm uncircumcised. I don't have underwear on. So I didn't want it to have after leak. So I wiped my dick with the tissue, and I threw it away, right? So now I go in there, and he goes, all right. He checks out my blood pressure, looks in my eyes, my nose, my ears. He goes, all right, drop your pants. So I know there's going to be a problem with my asshole. I can just feel it. But he says, no. So look straight ahead. This guy grabbed my dick and my balls and squeezed my balls like he was serious. You know what I'm saying? And he goes, look the other way. And I look the other way, and I'm like, this motherfucker, how creepy is this shit? When was the last time somebody squeezed your balls and made you look the other way? In the seventh fucking grade. You know what I'm saying? Squeeze your balls, look the other way, and cough. That's fucking disgusting now. I can't fucking cough. You're squeezing my fucking nuts. I'm thinking about that. I can't even fucking breathe. I'm about to have an anxiety attack, you fuck. So then he goes, all right, everything feels great down there. I know. I've been fucking feeling it every day. If I'd have felt the lump, you would have met me fucking earlier, don't you think? So now he's like, all right, get against the table, put your hands on the table, and get to like a ski position. And I knew, the other doctor told me the one time I got a finger up the ass, he told me to lay on the table and go into the fetal position, right? And I didn't even feel the finger up go. I didn't feel it until it was like in my belly button. And when you got a finger hit your belly button, you think all the times you were like a girl was messing around in your house, like washing, and you stuck your finger up her ass and she straightens up. It all comes back to you, that karma. Every finger that you stuck up on ass. Remember like in the same land, like remember when you were young and you went to finger bang somebody and you didn't really know how to finger bang? I'm like, you didn't know what a pussy was. Because when you're 13, you think the pussy's right here. But it's deep, deep, deep in there. And sometimes after the first night in the winter, you don't know where you are. And you just stick your fucking hand into that pussy, but you got ass. You ever get ass? And now you got like a fucking Arnold Palmer mix on your hand. You got like pussy and ass, Arnold Palmer style. You ever remember when you were young, you fingered somebody, you wouldn't wash your hands for weeks. Remember that shit? You'd walk home with a semi-fucking stroke hand and shit. You're in the sixth grade. You got this little fucking stroke hand and shit. Your mom's like, wash your hands. We're eating dinner. I ain't eating dinner no more. I'm just going to sit in the corner and sniff this pussy off my face. Pass the salt. You know what I'm saying? That's why I eat edibles, because I get fucking crazy on stage. That's why. This motherfucker shoved a finger up my ass. But it's just, listen, I've had a finger up my ass, and it's enjoyable. It really is. I was telling Lydia, now, you don't know what it's like to have a chick stick a good finger up your ass and massage your prostate while she's sucking on your pipe. That's a part. Look at this girl. Yeah. Yeah, when you get older, you stick for, you learn. You learn how to tickle the asshole and shit. That's the money shot right there. That's when you get the diamonds and a nice car and shit right there. But a lot of women will finger fuck you like a savage. That's not the whole patois. It's a certain thing. You just don't stick your finger up there. You got to manipulate the asshole at first. Put like a magnet on your finger, you know what I'm saying? And make the asshole open up a little. But anyway, that's a different chapter. Why are we even talking about that shit? But today, the whole finger in the ass, that's it. I'm done. I left. I got in that car. I called my wife, and I called every name in the book. You cocksucker. What's the matter? The doctor just shoved the finger up my ass. I was pissed on Magnolia. I almost fucking crashed the car. I went right to the weed store. I bought a box of fucking edibles for like a month. I was just going to go home and fucking... And then I wiped my ass, and it was like blood and shit. And this doctor was a savage. That motherfucker, he fucked my asshole up. Even my back hurts. You ever get fingered in the ass? And your back hurts. I think he fucked up a kidney or something like that in there. Motherfucker had Dr. J fingers and shit. Thank you very much for coming out tonight. It's going to be a great show. As usual, I'm going to introduce my co-host. Somebody brought fucking donuts, and I can't wait to dig them because I'm high. You follow me? When he emailed me, he said, I got donuts. I'm like, this is my type of motherfucker right here. Some people call you up with a shirt. He fucking bypassed that whole thing. He's like, I got donuts, bitch. What's happening, beautiful? I got donuts, you cocksucker. But anyway, I want to bring my co-host up there, the main man. He keeps us together, the Flying Jew, Mr. Lee Syatt. What's happening, cocksucker? How you doing, all right?
Well, who are you kidding? Your edibles aren't going to last a month.
Oh, fuck that.
You had two boxes. It's going to last until Sunday.
It don't matter, because you're eating half of them on fucking Monday.
Fuck, we're going to
make you eat them. I call him the night before. Lee, get ready for tomorrow, cocksucker. Eat breakfast because I'm bringing over some edibles. Here, read the name of the company. I can't see without my glasses and shit. Ever since I stopped doing coke, my eyesight went to fuck. When I was doing coke, I had 20 fucking 40 vision. I could see through walls, under carpets.
And they're cupcakes. It's Cupcake Kathy, and she's here.
All right, where is this beautiful Cupcake Kathy? I love this. I love you guys. I'm going to eat these. I'm going to fucking eat these tonight.
Yeah, there's some peanut butter.
Peanut butter. I smell bananas. I smell fucking everything. I smell fucking Weight Watcher points. That's what I smell. I smell I'm going to be in the elliptical machine till my fucking head shrinks. Because that's the whole problem with dieting. Your head don't fucking shrink. And you look at your stomach, but you just want your head to shrink a little fucking bit, don't you? You're like, look at my stomach, it's getting smaller. The diet's working, but what about the fucking head and this neck fat? That's why people go in there and cut this shit off. But you just got to take it down to apples and water and shit if you want the neck fat to disappear. But not tonight. I'm eating one of these strawberry fucking cupcakes because I'm high like a soldier right now. You understand? And sometimes... You gotta do. Don't be touching them, cocksucker. You're on a juice diet. Remember, motherfucker. I wanna be a juicer. You can't juice those. You fuck.
You call me every day. I have 2 double-quarter pounders of cheese. I'll come over. We'll juice them right now.
I know you do, cause you dying. This motherfucker. He's got a picture of McDonald on his wall. Ronald McDonald, like an autographed picture in '64, looking all slim. He loves McDonald. He loves Little Caesar. He loves McDonald's. Who else do you love?
Fucking Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. He dreams about Taco Bell. Dreams. He seen that ad the other day for the new sour cream chip.
What? New sour cream?
The ranch fucking chip. He was like fucking pale. He was... It's like showing a 14-year-old porn when he sees that. His face gets all red and shit. Motherfucker. Move over, cocksucker. What are you sitting so close to me for? You're like a fucking Denny's hostess. They always put people next to you and shit. You go to Denny's, the place is empty. They put a guy right next to you and shit. Looks like he just got out of prison at 8 in the morning. You're sitting there with your family. You just got there from church. They sit this guy with blue clothes on next to you. And a fucking comb with $35. I need this shit in my life. Oh, I'm fucking high tonight. I got to be honest. I love it. I even had a cocktail. That's how fucking high I am.
That doctor's payback for what you did to me on Sunday.
What doctor's fucking payback?
Why? Because you had me at the coffee shop for like an hour and a half talking about all the things I had to do, stick a finger up their ass, and then they have to stick a finger up my ass and maybe punch them in the kidney. And what the fuck are you talking about? No one else does that. This girl had the right response to it. No one wants to eat ass. I don't understand that
listen,
at all.
Listen, relax. I'm eating a fucking cupcake, all right? You're making me sick and disgusted with all this eating ass shit. You want to eat ass? Do it on your time, you little fuck, all right?
I don't want to do it.
I'm enjoying the tremendous cupcake, and you're talking about disgusting topics, you fucking little Jew, dirty fuck, you cocksucker.
No, but...
You probably... I was going to tell him he probably ran the porno division at Auschwitz, but...
This is all, there's nothing I can say now.
Oh my god. See why you gotta smoke reefer, people? If they tested me for marijuana as a comic, I'd fail. Like, I would never be allowed. You got too much marijuana in your system to be a comedian. You're going to be too fucking funny. That's when you know it's good, when you crack yourself up. Like, that's the kind of joke I'm driving at the 101 by myself, falling asleep. You ever been to that point? You're falling asleep, and all of a sudden you're thinking, he ran the porno division at Auschwitz. Where do I come up with this shit? I got to pull over.
I like how there's a whole division, too. It's not just one guy. Like, there's a whole team of people doing it.
You're a filthy fuck. You know that? Because Lee has the problem. Hey, listen, this is my point with fucking Lee, okay? Lee's like my science project. Remember Frankenstein?
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm trying to break it down for Lee. He's a 24-year-old guy. Listen, there's nobody who had more phobias or nobody who had more hang-ups about anything than I did. I told the story about I was at my friend's house when I was 16 with a girl that was 18 and she was a professional dick sucker. Okay, in high school, listen, when you find a professional dick sucker and they're 27, that's great. She's a professional dick sucker at 27. Wow, she did something with her life. But when you meet a professional dick sucker at like fucking 16,
That's amazing.
So I met this girl. I knew her. Her name was Darcy. I knew her. I grew up with her. She took the stats of the fucking football team. And one day we're in a corner. This girl took my dick out and went to suck it. And I almost had a heart attack. I turned red. I started crying like a little girl and shit. Because at that age, if a girl sucked my dick, she was the devil's daughter. I didn't want nothing to do with it. I swear to God. That's how fucked up Catholic school fucked me up when I was a kid. The first time some chick sucked my dick at a massage parlor, it came on her hair. I was fucking mummified. She said, come on my hair. What the fuck are you talking about? You're Satan's daughter. Fuck you, dirty bitch. I had to go home and wash my dick in alcohol and shit like that. I swear to God, I'm a fucking, like a little, what do you call that shit? Prude. I'm fucking prudish. Like, I'll tell you, I want to see your pussy and shit like that, because I'm a pig. Because I'm a pig, you're a beautiful girl. But if you came up here and said, Chubby, take a look at this fucking monkey, you'd have to dial 911. I just fucking faint. You follow me? Every time a guy comes up to you and says, you're beautiful, you say, look at these fucking titties. They'll fuck. So I'm a bigger prude than he is, but I know it don't get you nowhere. It don't get you. Like, the first time a chick said, pull my hair, it took me an hour. Like, I wanted to, like, I can't pull your hair. Like, she wants, she's a dirty fucking animal. This is how she gets off. She wants you to, you ever pull, you gotta pull their hair. You know, like, when you fucking pull it. I couldn't do that to a girl. And then I dated a girl who wanted me to punch her in the face. That's a complete different thing. And she would say, punch me in the fucking face. I couldn't do it. I couldn't fucking do it. I would tap her like a fag and shit. Like, I can't do it. I couldn't do it. And one night she got up and punched me in the fucking face. How do you like it, fat mother? You fucking her. Bam! Now we were on. And after that, she took it in the ass. She did somersault. Some chicks like when you fucking choke them. Listen, they like that shit. You know, I go to kickboxing. There's this chick that you do rounds with. And whenever you do rounds with her, you punch her in the head. She gets kind of goofy. She starts looking at your dick and shit. You can see she's like 50. She's like one of those old cougars. She's a real cougar. Not those 40-year-old whores that called yourself cougars and shit. When you're 57, that's when you're a cougar. When you got one foot in a grave, one a banana peel. And you got to wear stockings for optical illusion. You know what I'm saying? You ever take a chick home, she got stockings on? You know there's going to be drama when she takes those motherfuckers off. And if there isn't, the legs are hot, but the pussy's all squished in. It's like a burger. You know what I'm saying? It's like a burglar and shit. He's all... But I was prude like him. I was a prude. And I couldn't hold a girlfriend because I would eat pussy, but not really. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't pull the pussy hairs and punch it and stick a finger. The first time somebody said stick a finger up my ass, I would. That's disgusting. Are you kidding me? I'm going to put a finger up your fucking ass? That's fucking filthy. But then when I was 19, I dated a chick that was 29. That bitch broke it down for me. She would stretch her pussy out, put my head in it, and just make me do things. And it was perversion, but thank God she did it, because it made me who I am today. You understand? Thank God she made me eat her asshole from behind. You know how traumatizing that is when you look at a girl's asshole and you got to go for broke? Because you want a girl that kind of gets surprised, and then the next morning says, this chubby motherfucker ate my ass. This guy's all business. He ain't fucking around. You know, he pulled my hair. He came on my neck. He called me a dirty whore. He picked me up by my pussy hooves. And you know, when you pick that bitch up and suck my dick, you dirty motherfucker. And it seems dirty, but that's what you need to do. And that's what I'm trying to help Lee with. Yeah. So I don't want you guys to think that I bully him. I'm just trying to help him so the next girlfriend he gets, he torments her. Ladies, tell him. A guy can be really sweet to you, whatever, but you want that ex-con boyfriend that calls you a fucking dirty whore and cheats on you and hits you with his face with the cock. And that's what I'm trying to make him. An ex-felon computer guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, have like a little tattoo, fucking, you know, Google on his fucking arm.
Oh, my God.
You like that one, Google. I don't. And that's it. So I'm not trying to make Lee into a pervert.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. You're right. Yes, I am. But I know that's going to make you a better man later on. You're going to eat ass and stab bitches and, you know. Right? You're a pretty girl. You want a guy to be nice to you? Or you want a guy to be dirty to you from time to time? Pull your hair and shit like that?
There you go.
See?
All right.
Anybody here want to date Lee? Take him on a date one night and put that fucking sour pussy in his face. Take him to the nearest, pull him on American. Can you imagine taking Lee home and putting that little pussy in his face? He would die.
No, I wouldn't. I just don't want to eat
ass. Shut the fuck up, cocksucker. Yes, you would. He starts stuttering and hummering and shit. I would love it. I would pay to see a tape of some girl, let him take him out and shit. Leo, oh, let's go back to your house and watch play checkers and shit, whatever. What? The fuck. And you tell him, hold on, I gotta go get the game of life. And you come out balls ass naked with a fucking knife and you take a computer and break it and jump on it 1,000 times and watch him turn pale. Then you put that little fucking swamp pussy in his face. I would pay to see his little Jew forehead just light up and shit. The yarmulke starts spinning right the fuck off.
I don't know how I feel about you wanting to watch my sex tape. That's a little weird.
Not the whole sex tape. First of all, there ain't going to be a sex tape. Once she puts the pussy in the face, that's when the drama. I don't want her. You're going to be.
You're giving me.
I got to do a podcast tomorrow. I can't. I get the fuck out of here, cocksucker. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to break that mold for you so you don't have to wait till you're 35 like I did. If I would have fucking listened, I would have had beautiful women. But I fucked around. I didn't want to eat their ass or spit in their mouth. I didn't want to do disgusting things like that. I used to have a chick that used to tell me to spit in her mouth. I couldn't do it. I can't spit in somebody's mouth. I'll spit in your back. I'll spit in your face, but spit in your mouth. That's disgusting. Anyway, we got a great fucking guest tonight. My brother, Mr. Bert Kreischer and shit.
Yeah.
Take a cupcake. Fuck it.
I can't. I'm trying to lose weight.
Take a cupcake.
Trying to join into this conversation is like hopscotching in prison. Like, this is the most insane game of double dutch I've ever fucking walked into. I don't know where to start. I got a finger in my ass one time.
Really? Do you like it?
Yeah. No, I fell off an aircraft carrier and was shitting blood. So, yeah.
Because of the finger in the ass or
no,
afterwards?
No, I fell off an aircraft carrier and was shitting blood and I ignored it like a real man. Ooh. I took some Vicodins and some whiskey. I didn't know it was leaking through my pants though.
Oh.
And I sat on my wife's white couch and Leanne fucking lit up. What the fuck? I was like, listen, if this is how you're going to treat our daughters when they get their period, we should talk.
Was she more mad about the couch or the fact that you didn't go to the doctor?
She was mad about the couch. And then she made me go to the doctor, and yeah, I had the finger in the ass. He made me lay it on my side too. He told me to get naked. I didn't know there was a gown. That little piece of paper is a gown. Yeah. I got fucking naked. Like, I took my watch off, my necklace.
He didn't even tell me to get naked. He just said drop your fucking pants.
The best part of that story, Joey, that you told me in the car ride over, that you totally left out, was that when you got naked, the doctor goes, you know, there's toilet paper on your dick.
He did. I had toilet paper on my dick because I got the turtleneck. I'm conscientious. I don't want it to drip off the turtleneck. Sometimes you get that last bead that holds on, like, a bead.
Like his dick cut itself shaving. There was just a little toilet paper. That was the best part. I literally started hitting his car so hard I thought his airbag was going to come
He's
out.
He's looking at it, squeezing, all of a sudden he goes, you know you got toilet paper down here. Yeah, Doc, I went to pee and I had to clean off the helmet and I didn't want to dangle in there some fucking blast pee drop.
That's the best part about you is the funniest shit you say is the stuff you don't remember.
I don't. I fucking don't. I really don't.
He told me a story one time. He goes, this is my... Now, you got to really know Joey, okay, to get this impression. This is Joey, okay? Joey will be high, and he'll be staring off and thinking about something, and you'll be talking about dogs, and all of a sudden he'll go, dog, dog. And he'll jump in with his own story. We were talking about dogs, and he goes, when I first came from Cuba, I got bit by dogs 6 times my first week. Do you remember? He goes, Bert, it was so bad that a dog walked past me on the street and then came back to bite me. No, you're never going to find that in his act. That's just him hanging out. It was the fucking, the greatest things. They're like moments where, like, we were all in the other room with Joe and Tommy Buns, and Joey left to start this, and I told him the toilet paper on your dick story. I go, Joey told me in the car, it's the fucking greatest. I would love to have seen you lose your virginity.
I don't even know when I try to think about when I did it. I don't really know when I lost my virginity because I lost it so many times. That's what it was. I used to go to Sacred Heart School for Boys, and my mother was partner with Nelson Rivera. All right, he was a Puerto Rican kid. And he was married to Delilah, and they used to make lasagna. And I used to stay at their house, but he had a daughter named Evie. And who was with from a marriage previously. And Evie was probably 2 years older than I was. And on Saturday mornings before cartoons would come on, they would let her sleep on the outside couch, the ping, pang, boom, whatever the fuck you call it, the shit you pull out of the couch.
Futon?
The futon.
The ping pang boom.
Yeah, in 1970, they call them fucking futons. They call them pull the bed out of the fucking couch. That's what they called it.
This is my impression of Joey shopping for furniture in the 80s. I want the ping pang boom. You know what I want. Give me the fucking, just the fucking ping pang boom.
So, we would wake up on Saturday mornings like at 5 before everybody else, and she would show me a pussy. And she had tons of fucking hair on her pussy.
Oh.
Tons. We were like pseudo cousins, which meant we could fuck, even though she was 2 years older than me. So I think I fucked her. She made me fuck her a couple times. Nothing happened.
I have one question. Did you name your cat after the girl you lost your virginity to?
No. But I don't know if I lost my virginity. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if she bled or I bled. I don't remember. I passed out. You know, and then another time I had this other girl, my other cousin in Miami, and I fucked around with her. And I remember I fucked her like on a Tuesday and Wednesday morning. I was breaking into her room to check her stomach to see if she was pregnant. That's how fucking stupid I was. I think I was about 11 at that fucking point.
She's showing 2 days in.
Yeah, oh, it was fucking crazy. Then the seventh grade, the first time, because I got left back like a fucking idiot, I used to dry hump this chick again. Did I lose my virginity? It was dry humping. I cracked a load. I think I used to. That's all I did with her. I used to dry hump her from 3:05 to about 5:35. Every day to Earth, Wind, and Fire, Can't Hide Love. Over and over and over and over and over. You had to get up mid-hump and put the album back to fucking the beginning.
God, so dry humping was fun as shit.
Dry humping was a lot of fun. Then she took her shirt off, and that was a different level. That was a different. Dry humping without a top on. That was a different fucking level, so.
Put hair on vaginas. I say vaginas to try to class it up. I remember the first time I saw hair on a vagina. I'm not going to say her name. Jennifer Stevens, I'll say it. And we were at the beach, and she sat weird, and her bikini bottoms kind of moved over to the side. And I saw it, and my dick was like, we're up, we're here. Yeah. Like crazy, literally like a crazy fireman when the, oh, here we go. And I remember I was like, and then all of a sudden, like in college, that shit became like not cool, and you wanted everyone shaved. Now I'm going old school. I like a little hair.
Oh, I love it with a lot of hair.
That's yeah.
I love that old fucking school. A lot of hair, loose, fucking untamed.
I trim my shit.
Give me that fucking feeling like something happened, like something. You know, I can't even eat pussy when you come out of the shower. But that's not real pussy. It's like Irish Spring pussy. It's too bad. I like a little something. You got to walk a mile or something. Whoosh that fucker up.
You want to have to fight the cat for the pussy?
Yeah, I love that shit. I can't stop. I like eating pussy, but when you come out of the shower, it's too easy. It's like, yeah, anybody can do that shit. Wash a pussy and eat it. Let me see you fucking run it 2 miles and eat that chick. It's got that little fucking gyro flavor to it. You know what I'm saying? That little onion is on fire. I love all that shit.
You have
I
so
love
many
all
random
that
rules
shit.
About
I love
nothing.
I love what's that?
You have so many random rules about nothing. You have rules for stuff that doesn't matter and no one thinks about.
Like rules.
Like why wouldn't you want to have it when it tastes clean?
Because it's disgusting. It's too premeditated. Fucking shouldn't be premeditated. If you light a candle, you can suck my dick. That's not, you know what I'm saying? I want you to knock the candle over and cause a fire while you're fucking.
It
I don't like that shit.
Saying.
I really don't.
It's
I don't
the,
like
it's
it.
It's a sanitization of sex.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that goes on with porn. And you watch a porn and it's lit properly and the girl's tight and her tits are fake and her hair is super blonde and she looks in the camera and goes, oh, fuck this pussy. And you're like, that doesn't happen to me.
No.
I want a girl who's got a head cold while she's blowing you. You know, like real shit is all that, like, I'd rather see 5 seconds of video you shot on your cell phone of you fucking someone than like 22 minutes of like, fake no porn. Offense, Brie Olsen.
It's like an edited podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like well, a like, real cut up
I'm
podcast.
Not saying you center to the shower, but like when you wake up in the morning and they come out of the shower.
That's, no. I like it when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And that pussy marinates overnight after a shower. That's a different story. If she washes the pussy after work and then lays down, farts a couple times at night. It gets hot in the room, so she has to scratch her pussy. In the morning, you could feel that. You could feel that in the fucking room. Like me, for example.
Joey wants a pussy that yawns.
Yeah, I want to. You know, me, for example. I scratch my balls. I don't want to inflict this on anybody. You always want to wash this area on me, no matter what. Even if I came out of the shower, go in there one more time for good luck. You follow me? But this is me. That's why I take 8 showers, because I would hate to open my legs and smell like ass. That's just me. You know, that's disgusting on a guy or a fucking, but on a woman it's better. I don't want rotten ass. I don't want rotten ass. I don't want you to take a shit and come, no. But I don't mind if you ran a couple miles and you went to the gym. It's primitive. That's tremendous right there. It's got that wang to it. You washed it before the gym. Don't get me wrong. It's not like you walked around from here to fucking Hollywood. No, that's too far of a fucking walk. That's 8 or 9 miles. I'm talking 3-4 miles. So it just has the patois, enough of it. You follow
me? It's like
me?
Pizza. It's better the next day.
That's right.
But if you let it stay too long, you can't. It's too crusty.
But I don't think the same thing works. The same thing don't work for dick. I think it stinks. My dick stinks. Everything down there stinks. Even if it don't stink, it stinks. Even if I come out of the shower and I scratch my balls, it smells. It smells like a bag. I don't like it. It smells.
I like that smell of my own balls.
No,
like,
I don't like it. It's
you don't
disgusting.
You don't ever play with your balls all day long and just.
Oh, at night.
Yeah.
At night when nobody's around.
Yeah.
And you open your pants and you unzip them and you take your nutsack out over the pants. But when you get older, you get these itches. You get these little pockets of fucking itch under your nutsack, and you get in there with the fucking nail.
Oh. When your balls have been in your pants so long that when you take your pants off, your dick goes, oh,
yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I got a microscope on my fucking coffee table so I could put my fucking finger under it and see the DNA of the stink finger. That's how much I know. I just sit there and sniff each. Because we love it. We do. We really love our own smell. Women would never do that. You'll never see a woman scratching her pussy watching, like, The Mentalist. Like, just scratching. Women got class. You know what I'm saying?
Watching The Mentalist.
But if I was a single woman, I would scratch my snatch in public, right? Fuck it at a bar. Fuck it. I would just scratch. The guy sees you scratching your pussy right away. He's like, look at that bitch. She's. That bitch went to war at one part in her life. I wasn't going to give her a shot. I didn't like her shoes, but before she scratched, she probably had crabs. I'm in.
You know crabs is going away?
We want the element of danger. We all, even women, like the element of danger.
Yeah.
That's why Lucy Snorbush didn't call the cops when I ate her pussy. That's why that worked. Because it worked, and it will always work. If you knock on a woman's glass and say, I'm here with flowers, fuck you.
Yeah.
Right? Like what happened? Did you know about the Lucy Snorbush story? When I just broke into a window, ate her pussy, and left.
On a quaalude.
A woman appreciates that. Think about it. You're sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, but you also have like your entire yearbook that won't be your friend on Facebook.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck about friends? You know what I'm saying? I got Bert and I got you. Who gives a fuck about some fucking sixth grade I fucked around with? You know what I'm saying?
I've never laughed harder than when you told me that story, because he said it so matter-of-factly.
It was a matter-of-factly. I was horned up, and I knew that. At that time, I didn't know for sure, but I'm like, fuck it. My friend told me he used to pull her hair and do all. Not the same girl. Like element of danger. Women like the element of danger. If you go home tonight, your woman's sleeping, and you knock on the door, and who's there? Chubby LePew.
Chubby LePew.
Who's that? You know who the fuck it is, bitch. But you can play that game. You know what I'm saying? It's role reversal. Whatever the fuck they do. I don't do that shit. But some women like that, and that's why I got away with that, because it was exciting. You see some guy crawling through your fucking curtains. Usually you want him to, and in the back of your mind, you're thinking he's gonna fucking rape you and come on your neck and shoot your family. But all he does is pull your legs off, takes your panties, eats your pussy. When you hear that, you watch The Exorcist. Watch The Exorcist next time it's on. Watch the unplugged one when she eats the pussy, and you can hear the mother going, and then she pits up and she smacks her in the fucking face.
I'm so lost right now. I didn't need those space cakes, and I think I did.
I'll tell you what, so am I. I'm pretty fucking high right now. I don't even know how this happened. We started talking about The Exorcist. Yeah, what the fuck?
That was like Tarzan swinging from vine to vine and then ended up in Central Park. He's like, what the fuck? That was an interesting...
The point is, women want the element of success. Surprise. Women want the element of a little bit of fear. Not that you're going to stab them. You want to come in.
I see what you're saying. You're saying you got to keep it. You got to keep it fresh, and you can't let it get boring. That's where I am. I'm in the boring part of sex with my wife.
But you've been married how long?
10 years.
Yeah. Now you got to stab her.
Yeah. I wonder.
Shoot her one night, like, you dirty bitch, and shoot her. And when she comes back from the hospital, she's looking at you. So that was the most romantic thing you've ever done. Shoot me. Nobody's ever shot me before. That's why I love you, bitch.
I smacked her. Sounds weird talking about sex. I'd talk about it on stage, but it's weird to talk to Joey about it because he knows Leanne. So it's like,
I love her. I love her.
Tell the story, and
she's like, a fucking mom. Yeah. I can never see Bert fucking Leanne because she's a mom. You know what I'm saying?
She is a mom.
There's a hot lady and then become a mom, and moms are the sexiest fucking things in the world. Whoa. When you're waiting on a light and you see a mom walking her kid to school,
yeah,
and she got them yoga pants on. That pussy is on fire right there. She just came from making pancakes. She's a little angry. You know what I'm saying? That anger goes into the pussy, the whole patois. Now she's got to walk the kid. He left his fucking cookies at home. He's half retarded. She's got to walk back. You see, she's pulling his fucking arm on the way to school. You little fuck. I should be home right now masturbating to the view.
Masturbating to the view? Yes,
you know, so, Joey, what's your opening? If you weren't married, what would your opening line be to a mom? Like, right now?
I would never hit on a fucking mom. It's
Why
disgusting.
Not? You just said it would be
Would you
the
want
best.
Me fucking your mom?
No, but...
It's a good question. Answer the question, Lee.
When you were 8 years old, would you like to see me on your
answer
couch?
Answer the question.
Scratching my nuts, not. Sniffing my fingers and shit, going, hey, kid, come on over here.
I bet there's a lot of 14-year-olds that would be so excited if they found you sleeping on their mom's couch.
Oh, please. Shut the fuck, Coco's here. Ma, you're the fucking bad.
You fuck Uncle Joey,
yeah. But, you know, how can you hit on a mom? How can I hit on a kid, on a lady with a kid?
He's just saying that they're hot. He's not saying he's going to go fuck them.
No, they're hot.
So when you were younger, would you hook up with a girl who had a kid?
Fuck no.
Really?
I was paranoid. I don't like none of that shit. What, you think I had a choice, Lee?
Yeah.
You think I wake up at night and go, tonight I'm going to hook up with a chick with a kid? No, I got to take what they're giving. I met a fucking chick with one leg in fucking Idaho. I had to take it.
No, you didn't.
No, she was Indian. She was American Indian. I was just thinking about this last night. I had a I swear to God, I was at the Laugh Factory last night. And some chick got out and she was talking to the guy. She goes, she's an Indian. And I was looking at him like, wow, this girl's pretty. And all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I almost fucked an Indian girl one night. And I hadn't been laid in about a year. And I was in Twin Falls, Idaho. Okay? And I had just gotten arrested for shoplifting. Not shoplifting. I hit the kid in the head with a tray of food. What happened was Twin Falls had two comedy rooms opposite weeks. So one night the comedy room was on Wednesday at one bar. And the other night it was on Thursday at another bar. I got into a fight with a heckler on that thing. I hit him with Chinese food at the ball. And they arrested me. True story. I hit him with a fucking egg roll. When the cops came, he was taking the cauliflower out of his fucking head. So they put me in jail till 8:45. They let me out. And I had to go do comedy at this other bar. And I swear to God, there's a creepy fucking story, but I'll tell you people because you're creepy anyway. I'm dancing, right? I hadn't been with a woman. I was divorced. I was cracked. And I hadn't been with a woman. All of a sudden, this Indian girl, fucking hot, not with the dot, but the other one with the dot. And I'll never forget, she had Daisy Duke shorts. And I'm like, wow, it's 1999. This bitch got Daisy Duke shorts. I'm in.
And she only had one leg?
Huh?
And she only had one leg?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
So we're dancing and shit, you know, we're dancing to whatever. I don't know. Whatever the fuck we're dancing to. And we start getting close. You know, when you dance, you start rubbing like Rihanna and hopping hips and shit. And next thing you know, I'm feeling her titties. I'm feeling her pussy and shit. And you know me, I hadn't been laid. So I go, fuck it, I'm going to dip my hand into her shorts. I'm just going to stick my hoof into her fucking shorts through the Daisy Dukes. Was that a fucking mistake?
Oh, fuck.
Must I finish it or we're just going to leave it there? No.
There's so many different options. Like, there's so many different things that could have happened.
I feel like this is Dang Django. Finish it. Kill it.
You know me. I got it, like, against the corner. I'm choking it, right? I got my... No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. I'm dancing, and all of a sudden, we connect, and I put my hand on the skirt, and she turns around. Like, so she can look. She's on lookout while I'm fingering on the dance floor. This is perfect. So I stick my hand in, and it was, like, gooey. It was really fucked up, right? I don't even know why I'm telling you motherfuckers this story because I'm getting sick just telling you motherfuckers this story. I would have never ate the cupcake. Now it fucked it up. Now I got heartburn and shit, right? And I'll never forget, it was like gooey and I didn't know what it was. I'm like, oh, fuck, I got myself in trouble.
Oh, I know what it was.
Yes.
Someone had a... Did you see on a period?
No.
Oh, it would have been... Oh, that would have been great if you came out.
It was like a fucking yeast infection.
All right, that's the end of that story.
I looked at my hand and I grabbed it like I fingered somebody, but I was going to do the opposite. I was going to run to the bathroom and boil my fucking hand. It was horrible, and I just ran out of there, and I couldn't even jerk off for like a week with that hand. I like, look at, all right, no, fuck no.
I like the story so much better when I thought she had one leg with Daisy Dukes on.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was like, the confidence of this fucking chick.
But disgusting.
To post up on a dance floor with one leg and Daisy Dukes just hopping around.
Thank God. Thank God you can shut your fucking memory off what you do when you're drunk and shit like that when you're young. Because you really are disgusting. We really are all disgusting fucking people at one time or another. And we wake up, and you know what? I'm 50, and I still think of that story and go, oh, God almighty. Like, and nobody, I didn't have to tell you people. I could have kept it in my own disgust file in my brain. But you can't, you have to tell somebody. If not, it eats away at you. Like, every once a fucking month, I'll think of me fingering that fucking Indian girl. And what does she feel like today? That's what you think about. Like, he stuck his hand up my fucking yank, and I had fucking, you know. Anyway, I'm sorry. You know, you gotta think. So please, you know, you think about this shit. Even when you get older, you're like, what the fuck did I do when I was 28? I fingered this poor fucking girl at a bar. How disgusting is that? What were you thinking?
Which would have been worse for you, that or if it was period and there was blood on your hand? Would you pass out?
Shut the fuck up. I just had a strawberry cupcake, you disgusting savage. All that stuff is disgusting. You know, just doing that in a bar, that's disgusting. I think about that shit now. It seems chic then.
What's crazy is how willing all of us are to do that and let that get done to us by someone we really don't know. But it's really hard to make a friend. Like, you're willing to let someone put stuff in your body that you don't know, but if they were like, hey, do you want to see a movie tomorrow? You're like, back off, asshole. Like, it's like, because we became friends at a late age in both of us. Like, I was 40. I was right before I turned 40, and we kind of met through Joe, yeah, and then we became friends. But that friendship period, the courting of friendship, is awkward.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember, but you didn't have it. You were like, let's go have coffee. And I was like, okay, I guess we're going to hang out. And then we hung out, and then we did that every fucking day for a month. And then by the end of the month, I was like, I need Joey. Like, I'd call you up. Hey, man, what's going on?
Let's go get some coffee.
Yeah. It's like,
you know, I think people put too much stress on a friendship. It's too rough. Like everything, like Americans, we make everything harder than what it is. To leave a trail of paperwork or whatever, let's do this. Like, what the fuck? You're going to be friends? Let's be fucking friends. Let's go lift some weights. Let's go do something that we have a story.
Yeah.
That's how you become friends with somebody. You want to become friends with somebody? You know, when you see somebody 8 years ago and you're like, remember that night, bro? We tied up those chicks and shit. You know, that's how you become friends with somebody. You know, girls, you fucking girls, I see how you become friends. You're goofy motherfuckers. You meet a girl at the mall, she's your best friend in 10 minutes. I've never seen that shit. But then she's so cool, you met her for 10 fucking minutes, you fucking moron. All right, relax. But, you know, we knew because we had mutual friends. So you know what you like. Listen, let's be honest. All right, let's cut it out. You know when you see somebody, we judge them automatically. We tell people we don't like to judge. We're all hypocrites. We all judge as fast as we can. And sometimes we go, look at that black motherfucker, you know, or look at that Chinese motherfucker, whatever the fuck we say to ourselves. We always, and but you know who you could be friends with. That's why people come up to me and go, what's that fucking guy that did, I'm just using this. It's just, if you can't tell David Spade is a dick, shame on you. Shame on you. If you think David Spade's a good guy, you're a fucking idiot. Okay? He's a scumbag, okay? And I'm telling you as an American here. What's the other fucking guy? Bank Heist. The guy...
Ben Stiller.
If you can't tell
how
he's a
cunt...
How
did you know that?
If you can't tell Ben Stiller's a cunt...
I'm thinking
from
of
looking
a small
at him,
of cunts.
Then you got a fucking problem.
What's wrong with
then
Ben Stiller?
He's a cunt. You can tell that he's a cunt. Like, if you met him, he'd be a cunt. Would you like a cupcake? No, I'm a gluten-free cupcake. You don't need to tell me that. You know those fucking jerk-offs? Oh, no, I don't eat sugar because just eat the fucking cupcake, you fucking cunt, and stop trying to be somebody you fucking ain't. But we give those people light as Americans, when in other countries we bitch slap them. Like, who the fuck you think you're talking to? Look at that fucking little Cuban faggot that they bitch slap. What's his name? The guy that was the Perez.
Elliot Gonzalez.
No, Perez, the fucking...
Perez Hilton.
Yeah, Perez Hilton, when fucking I am...
Perez Hilton.
Yeah,
Perez Hilton.
I am whatever, the guy from the fucking... Yeah. What's that fucking idiot from?
Will I Am.
What's his name?
Will I Am.
If Will I Am smacks you, go shoot yourself and your mother for having you. Shoot your mother first and shoot yourself in the head. because your mother fucked up if you let Will.i.am smack you in the fucking face. That's a bona fide fucking faggotoid that doesn't even know he's black and doesn't want to be fucking black. And he's never been black in his whole fucking life with his little fucking haircut. Because if he had one black cousin, he'd say, what the fuck is wrong with you? You black motherfucker with your little Martian boots on. You're black. Get your shit together and leave the skateboard at home, motherfucker. You're fucking black, bitch. I'm sick and tired of people. If you can't tell, these people are fucking douchebags. And then Brad Pitt is a cool motherfucker. He smokes weed. That's a bad motherfucker. He told Jennifer Aniston, you don't want to suck my dick? I'll find somebody who will. Okay? You want to play that friend shit? I get a million episode? I'll get that bitch. You know what? You know what Angelina Jolie will let you do to her?
What?
She'll let you stab her, drink her blood, and put it in her asshole, and she'll have her own fucking period. That's the nasty motherfucker she is. Are you kidding me, Jennifer Aniston? I have great friends. Well, if that bitch went over, shot that movie, and never came back. Fuck you with your dead blowjob. You don't want to grab my dick. You make a, you're a fucking dirty fucking white bitch with freckles. Get it together. Fucking dummies. And we fall for that shit as Americans because nobody really wants to tell them. You're a fucking scumbag. You know, if I was one of these PAs on these movie set and Ben Stiller told me, no, I don't eat cupcakes because the white sugar metabolizes in your lungs, I would take that and shove the fucking cupcake up his ass for $8 an hour. But in America, we've become fucking pussies and we can't tell somebody, we can't tell somebody what the fuck is really going on with them. I see half these motherfuckers on TV and you could tell that you would tell them, you know what, suck my dick. And they would look at you weird. You know why? Because nobody's ever told them that. Nobody's ever told them that. They're scared to lose their job or they're scared. Like, who the fuck are these fucking people to fucking act this way? But if you can't tell Ben Stiller's a cunt, then you got to get your shit together.
David Spade's assistant broke into his house one night and tased him.
If you can't tell David Spade's a cunt, okay? All right, listen, I'll tell you what. I got $18 in my pocket. I'll go to the ATM. I'll give you $500. Give me the last thing David Spade said that was funny. I got all night. I'll fucking wait. I'll fucking wait. I'll fucking wait. I'll fucking wait, you stupid motherfuckers. Name the last joke Janine Garofalo said that was funny. I'll fucking wait. I'll fucking wait. What about Sandra Bernhardt? I'll fucking wait, you fucking phonies. They never said a funny fucking thing in their life. It's time. It's time to tell these motherfuckers, suck my dick.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Wait, what was the last thing David Spade said that was funny? I'll fucking wait. Then I'll buy you all a fucking drink. Nothing. What? Tommy Boy? Tommy, really? And he's still on fucking TV? He's still on fucking TV? And I'm at home with a fucking kid and my 43-year-old wife is about to choke.
That's what's called inspired.
You've been holding that one in for a while.
Huh? The cupcake brought it out of me. Name it here, give him
Cupcake Kathy, if you want
Cupcake
to have
Kathy,
those.
Cupcake Kathy, you're welcome.
And my man Jonathan for hooking me up and shit like that. The sugar went right to my fucking brain. I mixed it with the THC. Thank you very much. But it's true. We fucking, you know, we wake up in the morning and what's the first Google thing on Google?
Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. Let me ask you something. Wasn't there a doctor yesterday that saved some fucking kid who had leukemia that's more important than Kim Kardashian? Why is she the number one trending fucking bitch in the world? There's a nurse that must have saved some woman who got raped last night in Chicago in the middle of the fucking night. There's a nurse that probably dragged the kid in from an emergency room that got shot over fucking night. Why is Kim Kardashian trending number one? Ask yourself next time you're looking at Google, next time you're watching Kim and that fucking sister. And I watch the show too. Listen, nobody wants... you know... I don't want to fuck the chubby one or Kim. I want to fuck the sister with the two kids.
The fucking tall one?
Yeah, no, the little one.
Oh, I want to fuck
that
the
dude's a fag. He's a fag. Like, what's his name with the scarf around him? I'll take that fucking scarf and strangle him like an anaconda fucking snake. I can make that guy suck my dick in Calabasas. If I see him, I can give him the fag look like. And while I got him in there, I'll make him suck my dick, and I'll throw a beating on him, old school. Because I'm 50. What? Who gives a fuck if somebody sucks my dick? What, are you going to call me a fag? I don't give a fuck. I'm 50. All right, when you're 50, you should have had a blowjob from a guy at one point in your life to see where you stand. You follow me? I mean...
Say something, bro. I'm fucking... No, are you kidding me? I'm watching this like you guys
sorry,
are.
I'm sorry.
Don't forget, I enjoy it too. I enjoy watching Joey fucking...
I get emotional.
Joey just go on a fucking rant.
I'm serious. I'm like Whitney in 87. I'm emotional, you understand? I get so emotional, baby. But it's true. We got to fucking reprioritize. We got to... Or if not, Dong Jung is going to strike on us.
Kim Jong-un.
Not Kim Jong from the fucking uncle, the guy in Korea with the bombs and shit.
Futon?
No, the
fucking, I fucking...
The guy that's going fucking nuts. I mean, listen, you know, I said something on the podcast the other day that I was scared that, you know, tonight we could be... I mean, guys, we could be sitting here right now and a bomb could fucking go off. Did you think about that shit? And this is everywhere we go. Every time I'm in fucking Ralph's, I look around now. You know? I mean, if I was a terrorist, that's the first place I'd blow up on a Friday. Not Thursday because it's double coupon day. Friday. Fuck it, I ain't blowing up no Jews. That's a complete different thing. You go to the one on Thursday up in Sherman Oaks. How many Jews up the one on? The one on, oh, you go to the one on Coldwater and fucking Magnolia on a Thursday about 1 o'clock. That's Kingdom of the Jews in there. That's, it's little Jerusalem there. They got fucking hats and sandals and cloaks and shit. Half of them are carrying a crucifix in there. They don't give a fuck, Jack. They go in there, they get the daily specials. They got boxes of coupons. God, I dare you to blow up Ralph's on a fucking Thursday. I fucking dare you. I dare you. I double dare you to blow up fucking Ralph's in Beverly, down there by Jewville down there, where they walk around with the sandals and the yarmulkes and the strings. I dare you to blow up Jewville. Go ahead. If you got the balls, motherfucker. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
No, I think about how, you know, and you got to fucking, you know, can you imagine this could happen at Disneyland, people? All right, look, there's silence in the fucking room. This could happen at SeaWorld this summer. This could just fucking happen, man. You know, this is the society we're living in. This could happen at a fucking UFC. This could happen at a car wash. It happened at a fucking race last week. That's it. That's it. Now we got it. You know, and remember when you thought carrying a gun and a knife was cool? That fucking idea went out the window. Oh, you're a black belt in jiu-jitsu? You might as well suck my dick now. Unless you can fucking armbar a bomb.
Unless you can armbar a bomb.
Unless you're gonna fucking armbar a bomb, you're in no danger. I bought a bomb last week. I'm done. Fuck the guns. I gave the guns back. Fuck it. I went down to LA. They gave me $1.75. Fuck it. I'm happy. I got a box of fertilizer in the trunk right now. I'm getting bombed. I don't give a fuck. I'm wrapping myself up with bombs. As soon as I hear a bomb, I'm throwing my fucking bombs. Fuck it. No more bullshit in my world. I got a bunch of bombs right now. I got cat litter in the fucking car right now. Fuck you motherfuckers. I'm sick and tired of this shit. A fucking gun. That's it. A gun is done. Now they took our guns. Now we got nothing. Now we got to sit and get blown up with no fucking weapons. Fuck you. I'm going out with a canteen filled with fucking explosives from now on. Wait till you see my motherfucking utility belt. Bombs, reefer, and rolling paper. Just in case. Because I don't give a fuck. As long as I got a fucking torso and in one arm, I can roll a fucking joint on the floor while they're waiting for me at Ralph's. I don't give a fuck. You think I'm kidding you? Fucking eyewitness news will be, and I'll be on the floor all fucked up. I'm getting my own bombs. That's it, motherfucker. I'm done.
Holy shit.
There's nowhere to take this right now. Right now, I'm literally like, I feel like I'm listening to a podcast.
Get a fucking bomb. That's what I'm wanting. All right.
God, I feel really bad for the guy who's like, oh, I just got this cool speaker that attaches to my iPhone. Let me play this at work. And Joey's going, get a bomb, motherfucker. He's like, oh, shit, Joey. I just hope that David Spade listens to this. And he's like, hey, what did I do?
I'm gonna suck my dick. stupid motherfucker was fucking so sick of these fucking dummies thinking like they did something. Like we did something. What the fuck did you do? You know, what we do is hard, ladies and gentlemen. I don't, you know, the other night I watched an Inside Comedy with Robert Schimmel. And all my life I was telling Lita I felt embarrassed about being a dirty comic. But I'm not lying when I'm doing comedy. At least I'm talking about what's in my fucking heart and my head. You know, I'm not trying to be intelligent. I'm not trying to be a scientist or something. I'm not, you know. What the fuck was I talking about?
About Robert Schimmel. Robert Schimmel.
And I watched the
Inside Comedy.
And I watched Inside Comedy. It was talking about it's harder to do dirty comedy, you know. And you know what, man? Let me tell you something. Somebody told me this once. You know who told me this? Vinnie Curto. Vinnie Curto is a guy that I fuck with on a constant level. I love him like my brother. He did the last podcast, and he was great. But Vinnie Curto, you know, I see him at auditions. This is my secret with you guys. And I hope Vinnie Curto don't hear this one. I'll see Vinnie Curto in an audition, and I'll go, Vinnie, come here. He goes, what's up, Joe? I go, did you hear the new movie Scorsese's doing? And he'll go, no, what is it? I go, the Bert Kreischer story. And he'll go, really? Who's casting it? And I go, Lee Syatt. And he'll go, I'm going to go get a pen. I'll come right back. And he'll come back, and I go, what's the name of that movie? And I go, The Hitler Revival. And he'll write it down. And he'll go, who's the director? John fucking Forsythe. And I just keep giving him names because he's a boxer. So he keeps forgetting. He'll call me when he got home. Joey, what was the name of that movie? Fucking Torah, all right?
So dirty comedy.
Yeah, thank you, you fuck.
That's what you're here for. You're like a bookmark.
That's my job.
You know, he said that he once told me, you know, we were at an audition. I was fucking with him. And I said something about an actor. He goes, you know, these fucking actors, all these guys in the room, they could all suck your dick, Joey. He goes, because at the end of the day, a director says cut, and they do it again. What you do, there ain't no fucking editing. And that was the fucking biggest gift somebody could ever say to me. A fucking guy that can't even think straight. This guy hears a bell every 8 minutes and shit. You know what I'm saying? You ever talk to Vinny's talk? Yeah, I know. Did you hear that? I didn't hear nothing, Vinny. Where'd you go? I missed you, you sexy motherfucker. I really missed you. I seen you walk out of there and my heart dropped. I thought you were leaving and shit.
I saw she left her cell phone. I actually noticed. I didn't see you even leave. You were fucking stealth.
No, she's a bad motherfucker. She don't fuck around. That's You married? You got a boyfriend? What do you got?
I'm not married.
You got kids?
No kids.
What are you doing?
I'm watching you.
No, but what are you doing? You hustling? What are you doing?
I'm hustling.
You sick. What do you do for work?
I'm a legal assistant.
Look at you. See, I know she's a good catch.
Yeah. Someone needs to get her pregnant tonight. Cut the top off your condom, wear like a wristband, and do it. This is the best. I'm going to say this right now. I hate live podcasting. It drives me nuts. This is the best live podcast I've ever been a part of. And I would do this. I would do this any fucking day. Because you're really just sitting here enjoying watching Joey. And then whenever he goes to take a drink of water, you get to throw in a joke. It's fucking, I think all of us, I'll speak for us collectively. We're so blessed to have had you step into all our lives.
Oh, I'm blessed, you motherfucker.
You're an interesting man.
You fucking killed me, man. You know, it's funny because, you know, we call ourselves Death Squad and we fuck around, but it's really interesting to hang out with people that you learn from. You know, I've said it for years, man. You guys, I swear to God, I'm not a joke thief. I'm an aura thief. Because I take the best from people and I try to put it together into myself, you know? I take the best from him. I take the best from Lee. I take the best from Joe. And I've done that growing up. You know, I met all my friends in Jersey at the Crazy. And maybe they did stab somebody one time. And maybe they did rub a hooker. But I knew they had a couple qualities that were pretty good. Do you know what I'm saying? Even the one that they stabbed the hooker with, I knew that at least they're good with a knife. You know what I'm saying? So,
at least they're good with a knife.
But my point is that, you know, that's all you could do. This morning, me and Lee were talking about Death Squad and what it meant. You know, the people keep putting up these divisions, Death Squad of the Noise, and people are like, you should call those guys and get money from... I don't want no money from nobody. I just want you to take care of your health. I want you to speak your fucking mind, and I want you to live how the fuck you want to live, and pick up a piece of paper on the floor from time to time. You see pollution? Pick up a little fucking piece of paper, because that'll do.
It's so beautiful. I love the pollution.
A little pollution. Pollution. A piece of paper. Pick it up. Show character. That's like character. Picking up a piece of paper. That's how it starts.
It's like that NBC thing, like the more you know.
Yeah, the more you know. How about I hit you in the head with fucking Heineken cups?
Oh, how great would those be if Joey did that's one to grow on? Those, like, and that's one to grow on.
The more you know. Listen, don't put your cash in your wallet like a fucking mook. Put your cash in the back and put your wallet in the front so you have your ID. Things to know.
Right or wrong. First day in prison, punch the biggest guy.
Right in the fucking mouth.
Things
your
to know.
Mook, what up? We did this thing on the podcast about when I first got to Colorado. Like, I listen, when I came from Cuba, my first friend was a black dude, Jasper Williams. I'll never forget this motherfucker. I look at Facebook every day just to see if he popped up. Because he used to be, he lived on 125th Street when being black was being black. Okay, they hated white motherfuckers.
What year is this? 19...
This is 69. And he used to take me to his house. And we used to have to walk into the projects, and I'd be scared shitless. And people would say, Japper, why the fuck are you bringing that white motherfucker in this project? And he would turn around at the age of 5 and say, he ain't white, bitch. He's Cuban. Come on. And he'd walk right in. And we'd go to his house, and he fucking, we'd make a Soul Train line. I had never seen that before. You know, we'd make a Soul Train line. We had to do the robot and shit. And then they took me to the boys' club, and we won first prize singing Joe Tex. I gotcha, I mean, fucking the black experience was fucking great. But when I went to prison, the black experience soured for me.
Did you say that soured you?
I tell you what.
Oh,
it gets sour.
Oh, my God.
You start hating black people. You're like, shut the fuck up. I hate fucking black people. Stop. If I would have known then, I would have. If you shut up for 5 years, they're going to invent cell phones. And you can talk all fucking day. You don't know. When you go to prison, that's when you realize black people could talk for fucking years. Do you understand? They'll talk all fucking night. Yo, Mookie. Yo, Mookie, what up, Jay? What up, Jay? Yo, Mookie. What up, Jay? Yo, Mook!
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
But the best is the payphones. They got 4 payphones. And you have to sign up every day for the payphone in prison. So you got it every day from 10 to 11:30.
Oh, my God.
There was black dudes. And then from 10 to 6, you know, you don't have a time. You can stay on it. I would get up like at 5 to jog, and there'd be black people on the phone all night. With, man, where the fuck you been, bitch? I mean, it was fucking ridiculous. Let these women breathe. Who could talk that fucking long? I can't talk that long. I'm the type of guy I talk to, and once I get in treatment, I gotta go. And I just hang up. Because I can't believe I'm on the phone this long. There's something I gotta be doing right now. But black people, when you go to prison, you fucking realize the real black experience. And don't get me wrong, if I go to a movie theater, that's where I go. Like, I went to see Rambo at a black movie theater. That'll change your fucking life. Because black people like the weirdest thing about white people. If you watch Rambo 2, there's a part where he's hiding in the hill, and there's a Russian guy with a machine gun walking backwards. Remember, he's walking backwards and shit. And all of a sudden, Rambo opens his eyes and grabs him and stabs him. I never saw black people lose their mind like that.
Oh, shit.
I was telling him, there's a couple times when black people lose their mind. One at Rambo 2.
And the other one?
Place?
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster on Friday. Black people lose. That's a different level of blackism right there. They will fucking kill you in a Red Lobster for one of those pina coladas. Black women will go crazy for a fucking pina colada. Go to the one on Wilshire. They're fucking crazy. On Sundays after church, they barrel in there. It's like Black Friday. You know what I'm saying? And you can see them trying to get in like they're all stuck together. Black people don't give a fuck. They love Red Lobster, dog.
The more you know.
What's that?
I said the more you know.
The more you know.
Oh, my God.
Look at Lee cracking fun. He's cracking fun.
You just entered top 5 Joey Diaz quotes for me.
Which one was it?
Going to prison soured my black experience. Going to prison soured my... That was the fucking greatest. Oh.
Oh. Oh, I'm so fucking stoned. I can't believe I had the balls to leave the fucking house. Somebody should throw me in jail, put me under the fucking jail. What time is it?
9:45. We got to go do Joe's thing.
I know. We got to get the fuck out of here.
This has been, I want to say, I'm going to say out loud, I'll fucking do this anytime. Anytime I'm
please.
In town,
keep doing
I'll do this
shit.
In a heartbeat. And I would also like to point out to anyone listening, there are black women in this room that have been losing their fucking mind at everything Joey's been saying. They were enjoying it the most. When I said Red Lobster, you fucking literally almost laughed your wig off. Like,
is that a wig?
No.
That's a bad motherfucking wig. It looks cute.
No.
Let me tell you something. You know who my favorite? Let me tell you who
it's
my
a weave?
I don't give a fuck.
Peruvian, a huh? That's high-end shit right there.
Oh, it's a Peruvian weave. Let me tell you something. And I tell black people, I don't even want you to think I'm prejudiced. I'm not prejudiced at all. I love fucking the whole black experience. I tell you, my two favorite women in the world. One is Miss Obama. I would tear that motherfucker.
Oh,
when she
my
was,
God.
When she was dancing on Jimmy Fallon, I was whacking off on that fucking thing. I don't wear her sneakers on those long, cause they're long legs, and she got an overbite, that motherfucker. That little toothy bitch drives me crazy, you understand me? And Little Kim, when I see Little Kim in Hollywood.
Shit.
Oh my God.
I would fuck Little Kim.
No, not Little Kim, the other
oh,
one.
Oh, I know who you are. No.
Eve.
No, oh, yeah, Eve my is God. A bad bitch.
Eve is a
she
bad bitch.
She is hot as fuck.
Oh
you
my
to be listening
God.
To this.
Her fucking thighs, I would die to lick them, just to lick them. Oh. I seen her at a restaurant one night. I couldn't keep my eyes off her.
God, she is
all
hot
big.
As fuck.
She wears that blonde fucking wig. I was losing my fucking mind. I couldn't even. I could tell you, I could see myself fucking tackling her.
You know who I'd fuck too? Is who's the other girl that sings?
The big girl,
Crazy
from Salt
Bitch.
Pepper.
I have no idea.
No.
The big girl, the black girl. Give me a go. Here I go. There I go. That bitch is a backbreaker in her day. The DJ was too. I'm telling you, I loved all.
What does a backbreaker mean?
Huh?
What do you mean a backbreaker?
That she'll get on top of you and break your fucking back. That's what it means, you fuck.
Wait.
They got dial 911
Nicki Minaj. I'd fuck Nicki Minaj.
No.
Yes,
no.
Yes. But Lil Kim is my new fucking
drive
crush.
Crazy, Nicki
it's
Minaj.
That hook shit.
I'm gonna suck my dick. And I'm gonna fuck you, Nicki Minaj. What the shit? You're black. Get your shit together, motherfucker.
All right,
well, I creep. Yeah.
Lisa Left Eye, I would have had fun.
Oh, have
her.
You seen TLC lately? They look fucked up, though. TLC ain't TLC no more. It's like fucking KFC.
KFC.
Sierra?
Sierra.
Who's Sierra? Which one? I tell you what else, I like fucking Beyonce.
Oh,
but she can't talk. Once she talks, that takes away the Beyonce fans. Have you ever heard her talk? You know she's fucking confused. When I was watching a documentary. She's fucking...
I saw that documentary,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's hot. I love Beyonce. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love fucking black sisters. I love it. Not like fucking black. I like
yeah,
looking
I,
at them.
I want,
you know who I like? The crazy black chick.
Yeah.
Ooh, the model.
Oh. Naomi Campbell.
Oh. That black motherfucker hitting white people with shoes. I love that motherfucker. Oh, she don't give a fuck on airplanes. That's where she does her best work.
She is crazy fuck.
She's some night she fought outside New York one night. She was fucking De Niro.
Really?
Some chick was fucking De Niro. She came in and called the bitch out. Let's go. We're going outside. Took her heels off.
I thought she was from Africa. She's not?
I don't give a fuck where she's
is she,
from.
No, she's from
Compton,
she's,
St. Louis,
she's
Africa.
British. She's British. I mean, British. Right?
No, she's from England. She's from...
She's British, but, no, but her family is like strong. I guarantee
you. You go
if
home
they're British.
You go home and you watch that fucking Freedom video with George Michael and see what she looks like.
Oh, she's so fucking hot.
She's really beautiful. Really beautiful. And all you women in this fucking room are beautiful.
Yeah,
too.
There are a lot
I've
of hot chicks
like
in
you
here.
You sexy motherfuckers tonight. Look at you going out on a Wednesday night shaving your pussy for us on a Wednesday night.
Now, are you guys all going to the show next door?
Yeah.
Okay,
all
right, awesome.
Let's do this and shit. Well, any questions real quick for Bert while he's here?
Shoot.
How'd you fall off an aircraft carrier?
I was hired by Red Bull to do the Flutog. So I had to, they were doing off an aircraft carrier, and we were in Camden, New Jersey, which is the number one murder capital in the country, and there were 5 million people out there to witness it, and the weather was bad. And they were like, it's going to be really dangerous, we can't do it. And the fucking police commissioner came up and he said, you're fucking doing it, because we're going to have a fucking riot if you don't. And they looked at me and you're like, you're the only one getting paid, you're up. So I fucking did it. I almost got decapitated. I broke my ribs. I was shitting blood. It's a fucking nightmare. Yeah. And one dude broke his femur. Oh, that's a game changer right there. Breaking your femur? That's not, life's not the same as it used to be. That's how I fell off an aircraft carrier.
Jesus.
So you jumped.
No, I was on a plane, but my plane was very elaborate. It was like we made it for TV, and the wind was so high that everything broke off it, and all it was a wing. And I was in a suit. Only time I've ever fucking worn a suit. I'm in a suit, and I'm standing on this thing, and they just pushed me, and the guy was telling me, listen, when the second you feel it go, just jump and get the fuck away from it. You're going to get hurt. And so I just went and just almost got killed.
Bert.
Yes.
Can you take Joey as your guest on TripFlip?
You know, it's so funny. I told Joey, Travel Channel literally said to me, if you want to do a show with your friends, we'll do it. And I was like, oh, they have no idea what they just fucking asked. Rogan's in the other room. I told Rogan, and Rogan goes, we should do it with our dads. But I don't want to use my dad. I want to use Bernard Hopkins and have him play my dad and have him recall things from my childhood, and no one can discount them. They've been smoking over there, too.
Joey and your dad, are you guys
going to
do a podcast?
Joey and my dad? They just did one where Joey gave my dad edibles. Yeah. Oh, you haven't heard that one? Oh, that was a fucking epic.
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, yeah. If you go on my Twitter and look at my pictures, you will see the actual pictures of Joey giving my dad edibles, me trying to stop it, my dad eating them, Joey laughing, and then my sister's going, what the fuck? So, yeah. Joey and my dad have great chemistry. They just talk like, yeah.
He's a good guy. Yeah. Bert's a lucky guy, huh? I'm going to tell you something. As a comic, you paint the scenario where you want to be in your life. And, you know, I had 1,000 scenarios. You know, before I stopped quitting coke, I thought that I could never stop because I wouldn't be funny. So that was going to be a part of my life. Like, I'm check. I got to snort coke, you know. And then you look at scenarios of people like Bert. Bert has a great fucking family. He's got 2 beautiful daughters, a beautiful wife. He's got a mom and a dad. And it's a great, he's a lucky, he doesn't know how lucky he is. Just, I don't even know how he fucking leaves. Because if I had 2 daughters that look like him, I wouldn't fucking leave. 5 and 7, I'd be with them all the time with a fucking bomb, ready to blow some motherfucker. Because I will blow a 7-year-old up and shit. You don't fucking know me. I'll stab one of those motherfuckers hitting my daughter. That's just a message for the rest of the motherfuckers out there. Dog, don't hit on Bert's daughters. The motherfucker stabbed a kid when he was 8. So he just sent the message. But that's one thing about Bert I really admire. He really keeps it together. He's got a beautiful fan. That's tough to do when you're a comic, man. That's fucking tough, you know. And I applaud him for that. I learned a lot from him. So,
wow. Any more questions?
Where's the after party?
Next door. We're going there right now.
Oh, sorry.
Huh?
Can you take me with you?
Yes. Where would you like me to take you? Okay, what are you going to do over there? You want to smoke some pot?
All right, on that note, everybody, I would like to thank Joey and Lee for having me.
Thank you very much.
The church of what's happening now. Is this Aaron? When's this go up?
Probably tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Yeah. I'm in Cincinnati right now. I'm in Baltimore the week after that. I don't know where the fuck I am.
What's the name of your podcast?
Oh, my podcast. If you want to hear the episode where Joey gave my dad edibles, it's like 2 weeks ago. It was East. It's the Easter podcast, and it's on Bertcast.
And
the
even better part of it is when you had the Filipino woman or
Laylee Hayslip.
And Joey was just—you heard him just like dying inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was terrible. I did.
Oh shit.
What's the matter?
The fuck is this shit?
All right, let's wrap it up.
No, hold on.
What did he say?
We're doing tabs, but.
Oh.
What time?
Well, I'm going to head over. I'll head over to the next door.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah.
Bert Kreischer, one more.
Thank you, everybody.
Bert Kreischer, one more time. It's nuts. It's really nuts to meet these guys. You know, when I got to comedy, because I read a Lenny Bruce book. And it was about him doing heroin with strippers and jazz musicians at night. And I'm sitting next to a guy that has 2 beautiful girls and a fucking Volvo and shit. And he goes to, you know, he drives his daughters to school every day. So it's really weird to see it's really weird to see where the comic has gone in 30 years, you know. 30 years ago was Richard Pryor burning himself up. I can't even fucking light my foot on fire, you know? I can't even fight my toenail on fire, the fungi toe. So it's really where we've gone. So it's a podcast now. It's all about a fucking podcast. That's it, man. And this is going to take, in 2 years, there won't be fucking TV no more. Think about it. Who watches that shit? Who watches it? That's it. You know, what are you going to watch? Kardashians, I'm sorry. That's the shit that's popping. Nobody watches scripted television no more. We all watch the fucking shit on Discovery, Brain Games, and fucking Hoarders, and fucking, you know.
I was just thinking about that last night. Do you think they're ever going to do a reality movie? Like, I think that's the next step.
But what would a reality movie be?
I don't know. Like maybe
Dog the Bounty Hunter chasing somebody for 2 fucking hours? That's all it could be. You know, yeah. Beverly Hills Housewives. I don't want Mob Wives. What the fuck is that? Has anybody watched Mob Wives, that Big Ange? Is that chick fucked up or what? I was on a plane, and you know, when I'm on a plane, I always shoplift People magazine. That's my freak at the airport, all right? I ain't gonna lie to you people. When I get to the airport, I look around, I always shoplift the People. Because I ain't paying $8 for the fucking thing. And then I read on the airplane, 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had a picture of Big Ange with a fucking bikini. It was one of the worst. And listen, I'm no Miss America. You know what I'm saying? I'm no Mr. Universe, but this shit was fucking ugly. Because she was warped. She just had big tits and big lips. Who thinks this is attractive? What do you do with that fucking monster? I mean, you know, I still love Behind the Music, right? We all watch that shit. You know, Crazy Train or whatever the fuck it is. And that, what's left? You watch the zombie fucking thing. Walking Dead. You watch Sons of Anarchy and Breaking Bad. And that's it.
Hillbilly Hatfish.
What's that?
Hillbilly
Hatfish. Oh, that's a good one, too. And the other one, the Duck Dynasty. That's my shit. I'm thinking of flying back to go watch them do a part. My niece is going in Tennessee. And she goes, Uncle Joe, I got 2 extra tickets. So I'm thinking of going back and watching Duck Dynasty. She's like in the third row. She's all excited. But what's the other one? There's one other one. Swamp People. Swamp People is a bad motherfucker. Listen, man, redneck shit on television is my shit. Fuck Boo Boo, though. That's disgusting. That's a little too far out there.
What, Joe?
When you see Honey Boo Boo, you're like, I don't know about this shit. This is a little too far out there. All those fat people eating Miracle Whip and shit like that. That's disgusting. Those fat motherfuckers, bro.
Is that your one mission as a father, not to have Honey Boo Boo as your kid?
What's that?
Is that your one mission as a dad now, not to have Honey Boo Boo?
Bro, I'm fucking 50. I'll take a kid with a missing head. You know, as you get older, when you're 20, you're like, I want my kid to be an athlete and shit like that. Once you're 50, you just want your kid to be healthy, just to be alive. I don't give a fuck if he's missing an ear or a hand or a leg. Just to, you know what I'm saying? As you get older, it's like as men, you know, we're 20, we want a blonde with a badass body. But she got to be a virgin. I don't want no whore and shit. By the time you're 30, you're like, man. All right, she can fuck a few people, but I'm going to do a background check on the bench. By the time you're 40, you're like, fuck it. I just want somebody to share the rent with me no more. I'm to the point where you don't give a fuck. You lower your standards. Look at all you women, right or wrong? When you were 20, you all wanted Brad Pitt. Look at you now. You ain't got fucking Brad Pitt, do you? But you got somebody who fills the gaps, who fills the fucking gaps. And...
How romantic of you.
At the end of the week, that's really what the fuck it is. You get along, I get along. Why are we making this into something it ain't? Why are we making... It's like last week I watched Ben Henderson, right? Who watched the fight last week?
Yeah.
All right. At the end of the fight, he proposes to his wife in front of everybody, right? And all the women were like, look how romantic. You know that motherfucker's going to be cheating on us 6 months in. He's a champion of the fucking world. Why are you in the fucking octagon making believe this is the woman of your fucking dreams? You're black, she's white, she's going down. She's going down. You're going to be slinging dick in Arizona. Who the fuck are you lying to? Do you think those dreadlocks? You know those motherfuckers with the football dreads? They're out there with the helmet on, looking like they're R2-D2 and shit.
Do you think those
black
done it
motherfuckers are the worst? They're always cheating and shit. They're always out of the club hitting on some fat fucking blonde chick with fucking a finger smell like SpaghettiOs and shit. The fuck are you kidding? I'm lying, right? I'm fucking lying, right? Fuck you motherfuckers.
Do you think he would have done it if he lost? Would have proposed if he lost?
If he lost and you were there, would you marry that motherfucker if he lost? Propose now, motherfucker, after you lost. I don't want you now.
He probably still made 200 grand.
I don't fucking know if he would have proposed if he lost. Would you? Would you fucking propose after you got beat up on national television? No. You take that ring and throw it in the fucking sink and realize whatever the fuck you were thinking about wasn't the right thing. You got beat the fuck up.
So while we're waiting, what did you think about that fight? I didn't think he won. What did you think?
I don't think nothing. It don't matter what we thought because at the end of the week,
it does.
No, it doesn't. You really have those people. There's people that will spend hours on the underground talking about that shit. When you could be doing something. You could be fucking a midget. You could be doing something. My booty won. Let's win. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's not up to you. Even if you had the call, they don't give a fuck. Nobody cares on Monday. It's fucking over. That thing, like when people saw it, it's like when people come up to you and go, who's going to win, Godzilla or King Kong? Guy, the Koreans got missiles pointed at us, and you got a mind fuck in your fucking head. Who gives a fuck? Worry about what's in front of you. What coupons we got for Ralph's on fucking Thursday?
I didn't know Thursday was the day.
Thursday's the day. Jews go, see?
So what happens?
As a Jew, you're slipping, dog.
So teach me, what happens?
Thursday is triple fucking... Whatever, double fucking coupon
extra
day.
Points?
And they put extra points, and they put extra shit out there on sale. Like if you buy 8 packages of bacon, you get one free. You know, Ralph's knows how to drive a hard bargain. You know, they're biggest scumbags. You ever buy something from Ralph's? You ever buy an apple from Ralph's on Monday, take it home, and Wednesday it's gone? Like it's fucking purple, and you're like, fucking Ralph's. They fucking knew they were selling me bum fruit. And now you can't even go down there. That's why you gotta fuck Ralph whenever you can. You're like, that's why you gotta go on Thursdays. You gotta register for the fucking points. And you gotta go out there and get them on double Thursdays and fuck them up, man. But if you go on Thursdays about 11:45, you'll see a little black bus pull up, right? The one on, this
they carpool?
Hold on. This is the one on Sherman Oaks. There's the one on Sherman Oaks and Magnolia. You'll see it. Just if you want, we could all meet next Thursday. And I'll prove it to you. At about 11:30, a black bus with black windows pulls up. And as it gets closer to you, you hear like some type of music in there, like it's jamming. And when they open up, you hear it, and they're excited. They're going to Ralph's for a sale. They're going in there. Shit's going to happen today. They got their pension. They're fucking making it stretch and shit. Those Jews are going there with their sandals. They're fucking it. They're like barracudas. They're like Puerto Ricans on the 5th. You got to see them, dog. They got their little hat on to the side because they're gangster Jews. They're rolling deep with the little yarmulke stickers, and they're going in there, dog. And they're fucking, I'm telling you, they're damaging fruit trying to get 10 cents off.
Yeah, but you're in there, too. You're in there. Like,
you ever see those
Jews? No.
Okay, hit it. And then bring it up to the counter. Somebody stepped on this motherfucker. I want 35 cents off. I'm in there because I'm counting my fucking pennies, too.
Exactly.
No, I'm in there because I don't know why. I go in there for bread or whatever. They have this bread at Ralph's that you can bake yourself. You ever see that, the Italian bread?
No. Well, you go in there.
You're
the
a fucking mook. You're at McDonald's all the fucking time. That's why. You go to Ralph's on Vineland and Ventura, and they got bread that you could take it home, put it in the oven, bake it, and it comes out nice and brown. You open that motherfucker up, you put a whole stick of butter in there, and just open your ass and tell cholesterol to suck it there. In my fat man days, that's what I would do. I get a whole loaf of like a 32-ounce Coke with a bunch of ice cubes and just fill that motherfucker up till the bubbles burn the hairs in your nose. That's how much into Coke I was. I'd burn that motherfucker. And you get that Mexican Coke with that Mexican sugar in it. They put a little cocaine in there, too, because they don't give a fuck. They got to do something with their Mexican drug profits. That's why whenever you go to a place, fuck that American Coke. Get that Mexican Coke. You're up and fucked up for a few hours. Your friends are all creepy drinking Red Bull, and there you are. Fuck Red Bull. What was I talking about?
The point, and it's funny, like, we were getting gas one time, and I didn't stop at Shell. You're like, why aren't you stopping at Shell? You got to go in there, get the receipt, get the 10 cents off there, bring it back to Ralph's. I don't know how you do this all day. Like, you have all these points that you're just obsessed with.
I'm telling you, dog, I got nothing else going on. I'm a loser. You forget I'm a fucking loser, okay? When you're a loser, you have time to fuck around with Ralph's and the airlines. And listen, I call the airlines. You know those people that fucked up? You ever call like American Airlines, like a Hindu answers the phone? Like, hello, do you have a rush this evening? You're like, motherfucker. I will torment those motherfuckers. I got a first class ticket for $650 around the world. That's how I roll. You understand me? That's what I do to those motherfuckers. So Delta, they connect you right to India. That's my world. I will torment those fuckers. Let me talk to your fucking manager, cocksucker. Where's Ahmed? We do not have Ahmed. Get fucking Ahmed right now. I don't give a fuck if he's watching a David Spade movie.
I hope he listens.
Fuck David Spade.
I hope your next movie's with David Spade.
Fuck that motherfucker. Fuck him and half the other fucking pussies and shit. Not like Dane Cook. Dane Cook's a good dude.
I still don't understand what's wrong with Ben Stiller. What's wrong with him?
He's a fucking fake. You can tell he's a fucking
fake. What about his dad? Do you like his dad?
His dad's all right, but how many times can he do the same fucking thing? 8 years. He did the same thing on a show and everybody jumped up and down in fucking America. 20 fucking, he was the same guy. He went from Seinfeld and they said, listen, we want you to do the same fucking thing on King of Queens. And that's what he fucking did. So that's it. That's it. So this is I'm supposed to jump off a fucking building. Hold on, let me go put Arrested Development on and really fucking choke myself to death, okay? Get the fuck out of here.
So you're not waiting for it on Netflix? You're not waiting for Arrested Development?
Oh, yeah, I'm at home right now. I'm at home fucking lighting my feet on fire, waiting for fucking Arrested Development and every other mind fuck. Hold on, I'm also waiting for The Vampire and I'm waiting for Hunger Games 3, too. While you're fucking that. No, I want to see Hunger Games 2. Hunger Game 1 was all right the last half fucking hour. Then I got pissed off like everything else.
Why do you get pissed off?
Because it takes you somewhere else. Just end the fucking movie when it's supposed to fucking end. Like this podcast. It's supposed to end 8 minutes ago. I love you motherfuckers. Right. Thank you very much for supporting. See you outside. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's take a picture with the cupcakes.